All right, so you're here because you're interested in healthcare technology.
Okay, great.
And today we're going to do a deep dive into industrial PCs and how they're changing medicine.
Okay.
And you might be thinking, well, what's so special about industrial PCs? Aren't they just computers?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Think about a regular computer, you know, the one you have at home.
Yeah.
If it were trying to run a CT scanner.
Oh, wow.
24/7 in a busy hospital with dust and spills and people bumping into it all the time.
Right.
It wouldn't last very long, would it?
No, not at all.
Industrial PCs are built to take on those challenges.
So they're really the workhorses of the hospital.
They are absolutely essential for reliable healthcare.
That makes sense. Hospitals literally can't afford to have their systems crash.
Exactly.
So where would we find these PCs in a hospital?
They're kind of hidden in plain sight.
Okay.
Like if you think about those big imaging machines like MRI and CT scanners.
Right.
They rely on industrial PCs to process huge amounts of data to generate those really high-resolution images.
So the doctors can diagnose.
Exactly. And then if you think about patient monitoring systems in the ICU,
yeah,
those are also powered by industrial PCs.
Cracking vital signs and sending alerts to nurses.
Right. They're constantly working behind the scenes, keeping patients safe.
It's like they're a silent partner to the whole medical team.
That's a great way to put it.
So they're not just keeping things running.
No.
But they're enabling some pretty incredible applications.
Absolutely. And patient monitoring is a perfect example.
Okay.
So with continuous monitoring, you can catch any changes in a patient's condition immediately.
And that means quicker interventions.
Exactly. And better outcomes, especially in critical care.
So it really is a game changer for patient safety.
Absolutely.
You mentioned image-guided surgery earlier.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is and how industrial PCs are used?
So picture a surgeon performing a minimally invasive procedure.
Okay.
They're using these tiny instruments and a camera to see inside the body. Industrial PCs process the images from that camera in real time.
Wow.
So the surgeon can see exactly where they're going.
It's like having a GPS for surgery.
That's a great analogy.
And those images from medical imaging can be incredibly complex.
They are.
How do industrial PCs handle all that data?
Well, they're designed for it.
Okay.
They have the processing power to reconstruct 3D images from CT scans.
Wow.
Analyze x-rays and even assist in robotic surgeries.
That's incredible.
All of that requires a lot of precision.
So this is really improving both the accuracy and the efficiency of healthcare.
Exactly.
And it's not just patient care. I imagine they play a role in laboratory automation too.
Definitely. So industrial PCs are great at automating those tedious and repetitive tasks in a busy lab.
Like what kind of tasks?
Things like analyzing blood samples or running diagnostic tests.
Okay.
Not only does this speed things up, but it also reduces the risk of human error.
So you get more accurate results?
Precisely. It's a win-win for both patients and healthcare professionals.
You talked about portable ultrasound machines earlier.
Yes.
Can you give me a specific example of how those are being used?
Okay, so imagine this.
Okay.
Paramedics arrive at the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
They need to assess the patient quickly.
Right.
They have a portable ultrasound machine powered by an industrial PC.
Mm-hmm.
So right there on scene, they can get images of the patient's heart or internal organs.
Wow.
So they have that information instantly.
And that must help so much with diagnosis.
It allows for much faster diagnosis and more effective treatment.
It's like having a mini imaging lab and a first responder's toolkit.
Exactly.
This is changing healthcare at every level.
It really is.
So looking ahead,
yeah.
What are some of the big trends we can expect to see with industrial PCs in healthcare?
Well, one of the most exciting areas is the growth of AI and machine learning.
Oh, wow.
As industrial PCs become even more powerful, they'll be able to analyze massive amounts of patient data.
So doctors can make faster and more accurate diagnoses. We're talking about personalized medicine.
Yes.
Tailored treatments.
Exactly. And even predicting health risks.
Before they become serious problems.
Exactly.
That's incredible. It sounds like industrial PCs are at the heart of a major shift towards personalized healthcare.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
So what does that mean for the average person like me navigating the healthcare system?
It means you can expect to see more precise diagnoses.
Okay.
Treatment plans that are tailored to your specific needs.
Wow.
And potentially even preventative measures based on your health data.
So healthcare becomes proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly.
That's a really compelling vision of the future.
It is.
So to wrap things up, we've learned that industrial PCs are the unsung heroes of modern medicine.
They really are.
They're quietly powering the technology that keeps us healthy.
That's right.
And it's not just about speed and efficiency.
No.
It's about improving accuracy,
yes,
enabling cutting-edge applications, and paving the way for a future of personalized healthcare.
Absolutely.
So what's your final takeaway for our listeners today?
As we become more and more reliant on technology and healthcare, I think it's really important for all of us to think about the implications for us as patients.
Okay.
How do you feel about your health data being used to personalize your care?
That is a really good question.
It's a conversation worth having as we navigate this exciting new frontier in healthcare.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into industrial PCs in healthcare.
It's been a pleasure.
I hope you learned something new.
I hope so, too.
And we'll see you next time for another fascinating deep dive.
See you then. For